From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama will meet with interim Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk this week to talk about the ongoing crisis in Crimea. NPR's Nathan Rock reports.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Tony Blinken says the meeting will focus on the U.S.'s continued support of the Ukrainian government, both politically and economically. The U.S. has offered a $1 billion aid package to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Blinken says U.S. and international sanctions against Russia for its military involvement in Crimea are having an effect.
The financial markets in Russia have hit lows. The ruble has hit a low. Investors are wondering whether to get involved in Russia because of the instability.
Blinken spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Yatsenyuk is expected to arrive in the U.S. on Wednesday. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A multinational search is continuing for a missing Malaysia Airlines jet that went missing shortly after takeoff 2 days ago. The plane was traveling from Malaysia to China Saturday morning local time. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. He reports family members of passengers are anxious for answers.
I was with many of these families in a Beijing hotel. A lot of them are frustrated at the information just trickling into them. Some of them issued a statement today saying they're calling on authorities and the airline to give them the whole story. They don't feel like they're getting the straight truth. Many of them are now packing up and preparing to go to Malaysia, where they hope they'll be closer to the plane when it's found and closer to the source of information that's coming out.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. A marathon spelling bee in Jackson County, Missouri is finally over.
Definition, D-E-F-I-N-I-T-I-O-N, definition.
Seventh grader Kush Sharma has been declared the winner, with fifth grader Sophia Hoffman taking second place. Sharma says he did his best to keep cool during the competition.
It was just trying to keep the doubt away, you know, like, oh, this is the word, this is how you spell it, you know. And so just trying to keep calm and think about what that word is.
The spelling duel between the two began a couple of weeks ago and lasted through nearly 100 rounds, 29 of them yesterday alone. The students say they plan to compete again next year and wouldn't be surprised if their duel lasted even longer. The owner of the NFL's Detroit Lions and the man who helped steer Ford Motor Company for decades has died. William Clay Ford Sr. was the last surviving grandson of company founder Henry Ford. Ford Motor Company released a statement today saying Ford Sr. died of pneumonia at his home. He was 88. This is NPR. For the first time in 23 years, a men's college basketball team will head into the NCAA tournament with a defeated record. Wichita State defeated Indiana State 83-69 Sunday afternoon to win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Greg Eklund reports from member station KCUR.
Wichita State earned an automatic berth to the NCAA tournament. At the same time, the Shockers ended a drought of unbeaten teams going into college basketball's premier event. They reached the Final Four last year, and they're now 34-0 after their win over Indiana State. Shockers coach Greg Marshall praised his team.
They're just fine young gentlemen, and they also happen to be extraordinarily talented, and they're taking us on some crazy magic carpet ride. So it's really cool.
The last team to head into the NCAA tournament with an unbeaten record was Nevada Las Vegas in 1991. The rest of the bracket in the 68-team field will be filled in next Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in St. Louis.
Brad Keselowski has won the NASCAR Sprint Cup race in Las Vegas Motor Speedway today, surging ahead on the final lap when Dale Earnhardt Jr. ran out of fuel. Keselowski says everything came together for an early season victory.
The car was fast. The team executed. Great strategy there at the end, and that's what it takes to win. You got to hit everything. So really thankful for the effort everybody put in today. And hopefully we can get a lot more of these as the year goes on. But it feels good to get that win out early in the year. It really does.
Keselowski virtually assured himself of a spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship after missing it entirely last season. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for